You're listening to the audio production of Your Life in the Church by Grant Castleberry, published by The Mentoring Project. This book is read by Tom Parks. What if I told you there was a secret to your spiritual growth that most modern Christians have never figured out? What if I told you there was a catalyst for your growth in grace that, if you fail to utilize it, would keep you from reaching full maturity in your Christian walk? What if I told you that if you did not know this secret, you would never come to a full knowledge of God? What could I possibly be talking about? What's the secret? Part 1. The Body Principle. The Apostle Paul tells us plainly that the secret is your life in the church. I call it the body principle. The principle is as follows. Christ ordained that our highest spiritual growth will happen through our participation in His body, the church. There is no Lone Ranger Christianity. There are no isolated spiritual giants. There are no spiritually mature hermits living in caves. Redwood trees are found growing together, making up a great sequoia forest. So it is with giant Christians. Giant Christians grow in community with other giants. Christ established that His discipleship hub would be the church. He constructs His spiritual giants together through the life of the church. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 through 14, that Christ will build up the body until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Notice in these verses Paul's emphasis on maturity. He describes the Christian life as a progression in which we grow from spiritual babies in Christ into mature manhood. The original word for mature is teleos, and it means to reach a state of being perfected or fully grown. It is the idea of growing into completeness as fully grown Christian disciples. Paul uses the same word in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, when he says, "Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature." Also notice in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, how this process takes place. It is until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood. The entire body engages in this process of Christian growth together until we all attain maturity. It is God's design that spiritual maturity comes through life in the church. Or, to state it negatively, you will never reach your full growth that God designs for your life outside of the church. The Quantico of the Christian Life. In order to flesh out this principle more fully, let me take up the subject of training a new Marine officer, something in which I have firsthand experience. In order to train a new Marine officer, the Marine Corps does not send YouTube links so you can learn to march in your driveway, nor do they send you a pull-up bar so you can practice your pull-ups, nor will they send a sergeant instructor to your house in order to personally train you. Why? Because it is not an individual exercise. To become a Marine officer, you must step on a plane and fly to Reagan or Dulles Airport, from where you will eventually be transported south to a humid little training depot on the Potomac River called Quantico. It is there you are immersed in a more than 100-year-old Marine tradition of officer training named Marine Corps Officer Candidate School, OCS. Once there, your head will be shaved. You will wake up every morning at 4 o'clock to strenuous physical training led by a British Royal Marine, and that is just the beginning of your day. Hours of Marine education classes, drill on the parade deck, leadership exercises, and martial arts training follow. This rigor continues for weeks in what seems like an unremitting dream. Perhaps the most famous thing about Quantico is a swamp-like creek nearby called the Quigley. The water is murky with mud. Often snakes can be seen fleeing from Marines into its shallows. Therefore,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?